Good morning. We continue in Chayyolim, Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Hei, Simen Beis, and the series of Tosefta Shabbos and Halakas there is sponsored anonymously as a sluice for those who need Shidduchim. So we left off that the Chayyolim says that the minimal amount of Tosefta Shabbos takes effect automatically. If a person wants to add more, that requires a Kabbalah. He then says that the minimal amount is a half an hour. If you look at the language of the Chayyolim, he says, Chasi Shah Kadam Halayla. So we have sort of not clarified this point. Are we following the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam or the opinion of the Gaonim? We mentioned before that the Rabbeinu Tam says that even after the sun sets, it's still considered Yom. The person would be allowed to do Malacha on Erev Shabbos. And as the night gets darker and darker, eventually it reaches the point of Ben Hashmoshes, and then eventually it reaches Seisach Kachovim. However, the Goyim disagree and say as soon as the sun has set below the horizon, even though it's quite light outside, and it might take some time before it gets dark, that's considered already Ben Hashmoshes, and which continues on till Seisach Kachovim. So the Bir Locha, in the Piskei Shabura, in number 4, he quotes a Bir Locha, which says that this argument has another application is into the world of Tosefta Shabbos. According to the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam, which way the Mechaber follows, the appropriate time for Tosefta Shabbos is after the first, when the sun sets. It's still day, but since it's already moving towards nighttime and it's getting dark, etc., and the sun has already set, that's the appropriate time for Tosefta Shabbos. In that time frame, the Chayyolim says the last half hour is automatic. However, many people follow the opinion of the Gaonim that ready from sunset, we are dealing with a Safek Yisur D'Oraisa Ben Hashmoshes. And Tosefta Shabbos has to be before that. So Tosefta Shabbos is in a time where it's the sun has not even set. That, everybody agrees, would only take effect if the person is Mekabelet. There's no automatic time during that in that time frame. According to the Chayyolim, when you're dealing with a time which is after the sunset, but you haven't completed nightfall, but since it's already getting dark, it's already part of the having the sun under the ground, the Lila situation, as it were. So then there is a point where the chalois, the effect of Tosefta Shabbos is automatic. But according to the opinion of the Gaonim that your Tosefta Shabbos is taking place when the sun is still in the sky, everybody would agree that that's only going to be effective if the person actually is Mekabel Shabbos. There's no minimum amount of time. So that's the point that the Bir Locha points out over here in the Sin of the Chayyolim. The language of the Chayyolim is very precise. He says, Kadam Alayla. Not discussing before Shkia, we're discussing before nighttime, which is totally in Tesa Kachovim, which takes place well after the sun has set. So that last half hour before that point in time, it's automatic. So practically for us, it's never going to be relevant because we never wait till that late. We calculate Ben Hashmoshes starting earlier. So a person would have an Isra Malacha on a Safek D'Oraisa, not just because of the mitzvah to Sefer Shabbos. So this in the Chayyolim for us would not be relevant. Historically, there were Kehillas in Europe who would continue to work after the sun had set. Famous story that the Satmar Rebbe, when he moved to America, the first few weeks he was here, followed what he had done in Europe. He would drive in a car to go to Tefillah, Erev Shabbos, after the sun had actually set. Because according to the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam, the fact that the sun set does not make it nighttime. It's not even Ben Hashmoshes yet, automatically, after the sun sets. And they followed that opinion. So that's where this Chayyolim would be relevant. Practically for us, the Chayyolim's idea that it's automatic is not true. There's some who disagree, however, and say even according to us, the minimal amount before Shkia, the 2 minutes or the 5 minutes, the 2 minutes plus 4 minutes, 2 minutes plus 2 minutes before sunset would be automatic. There's Rukiveger says that the mitzvah d'oraisa is to add the minimal amount. Whatever we add beyond the minimal amount arguably might only be even d'rabbanan. There's a mitzvah to Tosefta Shabbos to add something. You did that. Adding more would not necessarily work. So this seems to be a discussion. The assumption amongst most poskim is, no, that whatever you add will be binding in some way or other. The Chayyim is going to discuss a possible reason why that's so. Again, practically based on the Mishaburah, our Tosefer Shabbos requires some form of a Kabbalah. Therefore, he says he has a question on it, what people do. The example that he has is not really relevant to us, so I'm not going to discuss it inside, but I will point out a similar type of a concern which we have, which does apply to us, and that will be in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.